Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. To get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents, visit skillshare.com/creative. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So how you spend your time is how you spend your life. This is a fundamental reality, but I think often we are not purposeful about how we structure our days. We spend our days bouncing off of urgent thing after urgent thing, and the reality is that we sometimes don't get around to the things that truly matter. On today's show, I want to talk about a principle that I've been applying in my life for a number of years. It's been tremendously beneficial as I've been doing long arc creative projects, which means, you know, projects where I have to make a little bit of progress each day as I'm working toward a long arc goal. You know, that's what a lot of us have to do when we're in the creative services industry. And so I want to talk today about how to time block as a means to make steady progress on important, deep work. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So as I'm recording this, we are approaching 2019, the start of a new year. What do you want to be different in 2019? You know, what new skill do you want to develop? How do you want to approach your work differently? How do you want to change your mindset in 2019? What new hobby do you want to pick up that will enhance your life? These are important questions because, again, how we spend our time is how we spend our life. Well, Skillshare is your partner in helping you transform how you think about your work, how you bring yourself to your work, and how you develop skills that will transform your ability to bring your ideas into the world. Skillshare is an online learning community with over 20,000 classes in business, marketing, technology, design, and more. You can take classes in social media marketing, data science, web development, you name it, and they've got it. So whether you're trying to deepen your professional skill set, maybe you want to start a side hustle, or you just want to explore a new passion, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving. All right, since we're talking about time management and productivity today, I thought I would share a couple of Skillshare classes that relate to productivity. There's a course called Productivity Strategies for Success. There's one called Productivity with Evernote. Use one tool for everything. I don't know about you, but I love Evernote, but a lot of times it's difficult to get into the weeds and really figure out how to use Evernote effectively. So there's an entire course about that on Skillshare. There's also a course called Productivity Today, Managing Attention in the Digital Age. Don't we all need to learn how to do that? Practically anything you want to learn, you'll find it on Skillshare. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer. Get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents. Skillshare is offering the Axon Creative listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes for just 99 cents. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/creative. That's skillshare.com/creative to start your 2 months now. We thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, the best way to make sure that your most important work gets done is to dedicate time to doing it. But this is really difficult, especially when we have a lot of demands coming our way from our organization, from our clients. See if this scenario sounds familiar. You arrive at work, you sit down with your coffee, and you fire up your laptop. And first you check your email, of course. You're looking for any potential fires that have cropped up overnight or since you checked your email on your commute, right? You spend about 10 minutes addressing those urgent matters, and then you set about actually doing the work that you need to get done for the day, whatever that happens to be. And about 5 minutes later, somebody peeks their head around the corner and asks for just a few minutes of your time to look at something. And you agree, and before you know it, you have run off to a meeting with a colleague to talk about an important project. The same pattern repeats over and over throughout the day, and by the time you close down your laptop to head home, you realize that that big, important work that you started working on at the very beginning of the day, the thing that you intended to tackle today, has been pushed off until tomorrow. Or worse, maybe you'll have to do it at home in order to meet your deadline. In truth, you didn't really do anything wrong, right? You were responsive, you were responsible, you were present in everything you did. The problem is that while you were busy responding to all of the urgent stimuli in your environment, you were neglecting the less urgent but much more important work that will add true long-term value. So whether you work in an office or you work on your own, it's critical that you learn to build barriers around your time and to dedicate focused efforts to your most important work. The best way that I've discovered to do this, and I've been doing this for years, I've been teaching people to do this for years, is to establish chunks of time dedicated to specific tasks. So what are time chunks? Now, while I'm a big fan of making lists for tasks, and I'm a big adherent to the getting things done philosophy, as I'm sure many of you know, and I've had David Allen on the show many times, and we've talked about this, and David and I have actually chopped it up on his podcast, on his Getting Things Done podcast, about some of the ways that I've altered GTD to make it work for my kind of creative world. You know, I find that my calendar is often my friend when I'm trying to tackle large, complex projects. And this is something that diverges a bit from the getting things done philosophy, because David doesn't believe in putting tasks on your calendar. But I find that my calendar, especially when doing deep creative work, is important. It's almost like making an appointment with myself to do certain projects so that I know I'm going to have dedicated time to get it done. Now, this isn't just a productivity tactic. It's also a stress mitigation tactic. When I look at my week and I look at all the commitments I have and I think I've got to squeeze my work in somewhere, I tend to get anxious. But when I have dedicated time on my calendar, I know it's going to get done, then it tends to mitigate my anxiety a bit. So whenever I have ongoing work that will require deep, focused effort, I tend to block off time on my calendar to work on those projects. A time chunk is simply a dedicated amount of time, an hour or two if possible, to immerse yourself in the important but not urgent work on your plate. Rather than relying on the non-time committal nature of a task list, time chunks ensure that you will spend a certain amount of focused time making progress each week. You know that interruptions or other distractions won't get in the way because you've built a bulwark against them. So how do you set time chunks? Well, here are a couple of steps to help you do it. Number one, look at your current projects and choose one that you know is going to take a lot of deep, focused effort over a period of a few weeks or a few months. So these are the projects that you know you need to make progress on. It's like that essay you had to write in college that you thought, well, I've got 3 weeks or 4 weeks to work on this, right? But you know that if you wait till the last minute, that you're going to be toast. So look at that project that you're working on. For me, it's often a book project, right? I know that I have a manuscript that's due in a certain amount of time to my publisher, and I know that I have to make steady progress on it. I'm not going to sit down and write 60,000 words in the last 2 weeks of, you know, of a book project. So look at your calendar or look at your projects and choose one that will require a lot of deep focused effort over the next couple of weeks or months. Look at your calendar for a few open slots this week. And then choose one that will give you plenty of time to focus on that project. And then, number three, block off time on the calendar with the title of the event being the project name or the problem that you'll be working on. So put it on your calendar with the title of that project or problem. And this is important because without something on your calendar, your time is always negotiable. You need to treat this as an appointment with yourself. This deep creative work is an appointment with yourself. Number four, stick with the plan. Don't fall prey to temptation at the last minute or compromise in order to squeeze in a meeting. Now, sure, listen, there are going to be exceptions, right? Your boss's boss comes to you and says, I need you now. Of course, you know, you're going to have to make exceptions from time to time. But in general, try to treat this time chunk just like you would treat a meeting with someone you respect. It is, after all, a meeting with yourself, and hopefully you respect yourself. So treat it like a meeting with someone you respect. Stick with the plan. And then number five, spend the last 5 minutes of your time chunk determining where you'll go next with the project. Don't just close your laptop, close your notebook, and run off. Stop at the end and plan the last 5 minutes to be spent determining where you're going to go next with the project. That way, when you start next time, you'll have a clear starting point, and it'll make it much easier to gain traction during your next deep work time block. Okay, so I always like to tell people, end with the beginning in mind. It's not begin with the end in mind, it's end with the beginning in mind. End your deep work time with the beginning of the next block in mind. And then at the end of every time chunk, set your next one. Make sure you always have time on the calendar for making progress on that project. So spend that 5 minutes thinking about what you're going to do next and when you're going to do it. Look for an opening in your calendar so that you can continue your progress while you still have some momentum. Okay, now listen, it may work best for you to have pre-established chunks of time on your calendar for specific tasks. So for example, I know that 6 to 7 each morning is my study time. It just is, right? And sometimes that gets pushed back to 6:30 to 7:30, but it's the first hour of my day. and that certain times are dedicated to developing content. I know that certain times of the week, certain times of the month for me are dedicated to developing content like these podcasts and work that I have to do for clients. Certain times are reserved for client calls. I just know that if somebody wants to have a call at a certain time during the week, it's not going to happen because that's my time that's dedicated to doing the work that truly provides value. And so doing this, having these boundaries, prevents schedule whiplash from creeping into my weeks. I could very easily get to the end of the week and realize I haven't done anything this week that really provides the kind of value that I am being quote unquote compensated to provide, right? So doing this by establishing these things in advance, it ensures that I am not allowing these kinds of creep to get into my life. So many of us lack the kind of latitude over a schedule we want to have, right? This is a reality. Like some of us don't have, some of you are thinking, oh, that's really nice for you, Mr. Author, Consultant, Speaker guy who gets to set your schedule and, you know, travel the world doing whatever you want to do. Well, that is true. I do have a lot of latitude, but I've been doing this since well before I ran my own company. You know, I know not all of us have some discretion about how we spend our time. But here's the thing. We have some discretion about how we spend our time. We all have some degree of freedom in terms of how we spend our time. So I want you to think about, not don't think about what you can't do, but think about how can I implement this principle? How can I find a half hour, an hour this week to dedicate to this project? How can I move things around in my life, in my schedule, in my recurring meetings, whatever it is, so that I have a bit of time to dedicate to my important work? How can I establish a recurring block of time from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday mornings where I do nothing but work on a specific kind of project that I'm accountable for, right? If you build this into your life, if you talk about it with your manager, negotiate it with your manager, build it into your life and your rhythm, and then you, if on the other side of it, you begin to show results, nobody's going to argue with you about that. If they can see the results of this kind of dedicated, focused effort, then nobody's going to argue with this, okay? Because they're paying you for results. They're not paying you to just go and sit in a meeting. They're paying you for the results that come from you being around, all right? So I encourage you to do this. Now, I've created a couple of tools. I've been using for a very, very long time something that I designed for myself, actually. It's called the Weekly Plan Pad and the Daily Plan Pad. I have these templates that I use to plan my weeks and my days. We have just for the very first time made those available. So if you want to check those out, just go to accidentalcreative.com/store. And you can see the daily plan pad and the weekly plan pad there if you want to see the template for how I block time and how I plan my days. And we've never made that available before, but it's available now in very limited quantity. So check it out at accidentalcreative.com/store if that's of interest to you. But listen, the most important thing here is you'll need tools. You don't need, you know, something to help you do this. Just look at your calendar this week, look at your project list and figure out when am I going to dedicate time to doing these important projects, and then treat it as non-negotiable, because how you spend your time is how you spend your life. All right. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, subscribe at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Get content delivered every week as it's released. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.